This is Chris Albert, and I'm here to remind you of one thing. Someday, you're going to die. Now, that's not some morbid statement or scary idea. It's solid fact. Your time here on this earth is limited. And you need to be reminded of this as much as possible for one simple reason. To live your best life while you can. This is the Warrior Soul Podcast.
You know, one of the themes that this podcast has always been based around is the idea that hard times breed hard people. When you are faced with a challenge, you will learn so much by facing that challenge, by working to overcome that challenge, and even by making mistakes in trying to overcome that challenge. And right now, today's date is March 26, 2020. We are several days into a national crisis. People are getting laid off from work. People are getting furloughed. And we are in a situation where a lot of us who are of working age have a very uncertain future. Given the gravity of the circumstances, one thing I want to convey to you is this. This is not a time for us to shrink from the challenges in front of us. This is a time where we all need to step up. And this is also not a time for false pride. If you are the type of person who is constantly telling yourself that you're a self-starter, that you are somebody who is going to do all this and weather the storm on your own, that's not the right thing to do. This is a time where we all need to come together. This is a time where we all need to help each other, especially as veterans. The generations that came before us did not weather the storm alone. They weathered the storm shoulder to shoulder, hand in hand, working to put this country back on track after it fell out of place. That's what we all need to focus on right now. And so what I am trying to do as this crisis unfolds and as it keeps going is to provide you with resources to be able to do so. And so each week I am going to be talking to somebody who is versed in the different resources out there for the veteran community. And today I'm speaking to Lance Junker. Lance is a combat veteran who served in the U.S. Army. And then he went through a lot of seemingly insurmountable troubles after he got out. But by utilizing the resources that were given to him, he was able to get himself back on track. And today, he works for the California Department of Veteran Affairs. And he's coming on today to talk about different resources that you can take advantage of right now. Both employment resources, we're going to have a list of different employment opportunities from companies that are hiring at the moment, and also assistance. And the links for all this stuff are going to be on the show notes for this episode. We had a conversation about the situation. We talked about different things that you can do, but none of this is going to work unless you guys utilize it. So please do me a favor. Regardless of what state you're in, if you think you're secure right now, if you think you're in a little bit of trouble, please share these resources out. Please share the link to the show notes out. Please share this episode out. And that's not just because I'm trying to get more downloads on the podcast. It's because we are in a crisis right now. And the only way we're going to get through it is together. And so I invite you to listen to this episode. I invite you to take advantage of these resources. And I invite you to help your brothers and sisters and neighbors out by providing them with these resources that we're about to give you. So with that, let's get into this episode with Lance Junker of the California State Department of Veterans Affairs. And I hope you're all well. I'm praying for everybody. And let's overcome this thing together. Lance, welcome to the show, man.
Hey, thanks for having me, Chris. I've listened to your show for quite a while now, and I'm just really honored and thankful to be on there on your show. So thank you.
Yeah, man. Just so people know who you are, can you give me just kind of a 1 to 3 minute synopsis of your background and where you're coming from?
Yeah, I'll do my best. So my name is Lance Junker. I was actually wounded in Iraq in 2007 during the surge. I was with the 82nd Airborne Infantry and ended up getting wounded real bad. Spent about 10 months recovering in the hospital and then got out. And, you know, I've kind of walked the path of a lot of us veterans, especially, you know, after being wounded and kind of, you know, figuring out life and dealing with all kinds of physical and mental you know, stuff that we go through, and ended up, just kind of a full circle story here. So, I, you know, had gotten married after I got out of the military. I was medically retired, you know, was depressed, was unemployed for probably 5 or 6 months, the first 5 months of our marriage. And, you know, finally my wife, kind of drug me to this, it was a CalVet, California Department of Veteran Affairs, who I work for now, drug me to this thing, this event put on by them. And, we sat down and, you know, we're surrounded by mostly, you know, Vietnam veterans, and they're kind of getting real disgruntled. And the guy leading it was actually the, secretary of the California Department of Veteran Affairs. And, you know, they're kind of yelling at him stuff. And I was just looking at my wife. I'm like, I got to get out of here. And so I stood up and he actually addressed me and said, "Hey, young man, could you please sit down? I really like to, you know, help you. And we're almost done here." I'm like, "Are you serious?" I sat there and he came up. And the first thing he did was he handed me some In-N-Out gift cards. And he said, "Hey, you know, we really put on this event for you guys. You know, it for the guys that are just getting back, you know, from Iraq and Afghanistan." And he ended up helping me, getting me plugged in. It was a program called Operation Welcome Home that Governor Schwarzenegger had stood up back then. And I ended up being like the first veteran through this program. He helped me. I'd owned a home at the time, helped me like kind of keep that, got me a job training soldiers all over the country as a contractor. And then got me my GI Bill, which they had originally denied me. They said, you know, I didn't complete my full term of service or whatever, but the paperwork didn't match up that I was, you know, combat wounded in the line of duty, all that. So anyway, helped me through, you know, all these different things that were kind of huge, you know, stressors in my life. And I kind of became the first success story through Operation Welcome Home, which led me to working for Governor Schwarzenegger as like a veteran representative. So I went to DC several times with his office, you know, talking with, you know, pretty much all the senators and representatives and, you know, the Pentagon, the White House, you know, you name it. We went there and talked about Operation Welcome Home and how other states, you know, could help veterans in a similar way. Long story short, you know, got my degree in political science using the GI Bill from Cal Poly. Ended up working in the nonprofit sector for probably the last 8 or 9 years, where I did like some research studies on PTSD and neurofeedback therapy and other different modalities. And then worked for another nonprofit for quite a few years, kind of running the West Coast side of things. And then just kind of randomly moved down to San Diego almost 2 years ago to have our baby girl. And my wife is from San Diego, so she wanted to be near her family. And I was looking for new employment, and they were hiring for the link position, which was one of the positions that really had helped me out, you know, over 10 years ago. So I ended up becoming the San Diego link, which is the local interagency network coordinator. There's only 8 of us throughout California that kind of oversee the CalVet stuff from like the local perspective. And so we are basically the outreach guys and gals for the state. And, you know, we try and get to know all of the federal, state, local entities and players in the veterans community, and especially down here in San Diego with the 8 different military installations. A lot of my job is helping those in the service transition out, whether they're separating medically, just separating, or they're retiring. So I teach a bunch of classes at the military bases down in San Diego, and really get to work with just over 250 different organizations down here that you know, support veterans and military. So it's pretty great. And I guess that goes kind of into why you asked me to be on this episode and share some pretty valuable
information. Yeah. I want to get into that because today is March 26th. We are several days into this situation where the country's literally shut down because of COVID-19, the coronavirus. And, you know, there's a lot of veterans out there who are currently being furloughed and laid off, a lot of people in general. But I think this is going to hit the veteran population really, really hard because a lot of veterans come from sectors where they are going to be apt to be laid off and they're going to be apt to be furloughed. And so the reason why I wanted to bring you on today was to discuss different possibilities and different sectors that are currently hiring in the midst of this crisis. Because I want to make sure that you know, we get as many veterans back into the workforce as quickly as possible to be able to weather this storm. So Lance, what are you hearing out there as far as this goes? What are you seeing out there as far as different sectors that might be hiring and different companies that might be hiring?
Yeah, definitely. So the 8 of us links who are spread out through California, we've actually been fielding every single phone call that the California Department of Veteran Affairs gets through headquarters. So headquarters is totally shut down in Sacramento. You know, usually there's a big team that, you know, fields these calls. So it's getting pushed out to the 8 of us who have state cell phones, and we're fielding these calls. So it's what's good about it is that 8 of us really get to understand what the veterans and the military, you know, needs are, you know. And honestly, when this first started, I was still getting phone calls, you know, the first few days, you know, we're still like, how do I get veteran put on my California driver's license? How do I get, you know, this discount or that discount? And quickly, by the end of the first week of this lockdown, you know, that a lot of the calls had shifted to, you know, hey, I'm getting laid off, or my hours are getting reduced, you know, what are, is there anything out there that can help me, and that kind of stuff. So I guess the good thing that's come out of it for me is I really get to kind of have my, you know, finger on the pulse. And it's not just been locally down here in San Diego, but all over the state. And I know you have listeners nationally, so I definitely want to talk about some of those too. But as far as like, you know, jobs go and hiring, you know, I kind of encourage all of your listeners who might be in need of this, to be talking, to be sharing. You know, every locality is going to be different and have different employers and stuff like that. But some of the, you know, big nationwide things that are happening, and some of these obviously are temporary, and that's what we need right now. But the census, you know, 2020 census is still trying to hire like a gob of veterans. So I think they wanted to hire something like 5,000 or 10,000 veterans nationally. So I sent you a link there for veterans. Amazon is obviously, you know, not being destroyed by this crisis like a lot of other industries are. They're hiring and constantly hiring. So that might be something. Any of the, you know, food delivery services, Grubhub, Uber Eats, you know, stuff like that. Walmart, Kroger, and then CVS put out this big, huge CVS Health. They want to hire 50,000 new hires, and it's this accelerated hiring program. So, they want to hire 50,000 people, and this isn't just you know, health workers. It's basically anybody, and you know, they really that's that's kind of a huge one that I can put out right now. You know, EDD is a department in California that handles all of the unemployment insurance and all that kind of stuff. They've, you know, basically all these departments are, you know, basically shut down as far as the brick and mortar and doors to the public go. So, but they're all trying to switch over, you know, to doing virtual stuff, telephone calls, that kind of thing. So they've put out a resource that I gave you as well that, you know, basically shows how to apply. So if you've lost your job, how to apply for that unemployment. It's pretty easy, you know, online. And there's a bunch of other, you know, relief stuff that I'll get into in a minute as well. But it's time, it's kind of time for, you know, veterans and military and everybody really who's being affected by this to start getting really creative. You know, we got to start, you know, really looking outside the box, I guess, and seeing, you know, where needs are. I even got a email. I'm not sure if you got this, but the Army specifically is looking to rehire or have them, you know, join the fold again, anyone who's retired in the medical field. So they're looking to see if anyone who's retired or separated in those fields is willing to come back, you know, to help with this if need be.
Yeah, I know a few guys who are interested in trying to re-enlist right now. You know, and that's interesting news. And then, you know, I think we're at a time period now where whatever sector you're in, it's not really gonna matter. You know, the point is to try to get people employment, try to get people money in the bank so that they could pay their bills. And you know, we, like you said, we've all got to be a little bit creative here. I think there are going to be opportunities coming down the pike. But for right now, we just got to figure out how to get through the next, you know, however many weeks this situation is going to last, right?
Totally, 100%. And, you know, this is how the COVID crisis is affecting kind of our generation of veterans. But we have a massive, especially in California, massive aging veteran population who's, you know, going to be affected in two major ways. One is, you know, how the economy is, you know, seemingly tanking, you know, with their retirement and all that kind of stuff. But then you got to take into consideration a lot of veterans have, you know, multiple health related issues. One of the things you and I have in common, you know, is inflammatory bowel disease, you know, is things like that. But a lot of these aging population of veterans, you know, have multiple health issues, Agent Orange, you know, issues. And, you know, they're kind of a, you know, I guess more at risk than a lot of the population. So it's probably, this thing could potentially, you know, really affect the veteran population, throughout the entire, you know, demographic, no matter what age that you are. So, you know, CalVet has actually 8 retirement homes throughout California. These are, you've heard of Veteran Homes of California. And, you know, trying to keep this thing out of those homes is just, you know, paramount as far as, you know, this thing spreading and taking such a toll, like it did in Seattle at that retirement home. So that's another way, you know, that this thing, you know, could really affect, our veteran community.
Yeah. Yeah. That's brutal as far as what happened up there in Washington. And I think, you know, it's obviously everybody wants to remain healthy and, you know, a lot of veterans who are currently, you know, disabled in one way or another. The prospect of getting a physical labor job may not be an option for a lot of people, right? Totally. You know, are there opportunities out there for veterans to work from home?
Yeah, I mean, there's so much. I mean, everyone in, at least in California, right, is going to that telework. So, you know, when I was saying to kind of be creative, you know, think about those things. What are the industries? What are the different companies that are probably, you know, receiving? Like if you're switching over your entire business basically to like a telework type, you know, work from home, situation, really be thinking about what are the industries, like I was talking about, food delivery or even defense, all these kinds of different industries who are switching over. And even in the medical field, right, they're not having you just go to the ER if you have symptoms. You're going to call first. You're going to get checked out, by a nurse who's working from home, doing a Zoom type thing, or, a Skype type thing. So there's in times like this where, a lot of us are seemingly losing, it seems like the world's crumbling. There's always going to be opportunity in that chaos. And it kind of is going to affect veterans in like one of two ways, just like it would, I guess, anybody. But you're either going to let it control you, right? And let your PTSD go wild and, all these different issues that I deal with too, right? Anxiety, fear, all these different things. You could let that take hold and let it just basically eat you up. Or you really can kind of embrace the chaos in a way, kind of like we did when we were in the military. And, as long as, friends and family aren't getting, hurt or taken down by this, you really can embrace this. And almost like, I think a couple of your shows have been like, how can you grow during this time, right?
Right.
And one of the ways that I would really encourage veterans, and I'm not sure if you've already talked about this, but veterans and military, we have this kind of a hard time asking for help, right? And it's kind of a funny stigma that we have because, we're going to do it ourselves, self-made man or self-made woman, kind of like mentality. But we weren't loners in the military. You were very dependent on everyone around you, your chain of command, logistics, no matter what kind of job you had in the military. You were reliant on a lot of people. And when we were going after high value targets in Baghdad, we had so much support and so we relied so heavily on everything, communications, eyes in the sky, we relied on each other. And that's something when we get out, we almost kind of lose, right? We're like, well, I've got this, I've handled everything, I've done this all, I'm going to do it on my own, I'm going to get through this. But there's absolutely nothing wrong with, if you've lost your job, getting on unemployment, looking for, more work, asking for help. Again, I want to talk about a couple different, like kind of emergency relief type, organizations that can help during this time. But there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. And
well, yeah, man. And this is one thing I want to emphasize here.
Yeah.
This is not a time for pride.
Yeah.
It's not a time to hole up and isolate yourself. It is not a time to shrink from what's in front of us right now. Because,
yeah.
As veterans and particularly our generation of veterans, it's not just the fact that we're veterans, it's our age right now. We're talking people from the age of late 20s all the way up to early 50s. And it's our generation of men and women that put this country back together after every crisis.
Totally.
Or our age. And, we can't shrink from this thing. This is not just our own futures, but the future of our society that hangs in the balance. And in my mind, this is a time for all of us to really step up. And stepping up doesn't necessarily mean that you're earning six figures or anything like that. It means we're all doing the work necessary to put society back together.
Totally. Totally. And, just kind of, again, like that opportunity and chaos, right? You could position yourself to come out ahead, after all this is done. And, by taking those steps and again, even asking for help, right? So there's a lot of veterans who, have never filled a claim out, with the VA. And whether it's pride or they don't think they deserve it or whatever, that money, even if it's only a few hundred dollars a month, would be helpful right now. you know? And unfortunately, you know, that backlog of getting your claims done is only getting worse as it's switching over, you know, to being all, you know, telecommunication. And hopefully, you know, they're throwing tons of resources at that. But, you know, really that's one way, you know, is filing a claim for service connected. You know, I don't like calling it disabilities, but, you know, anything service related, you know, that you're having, you know, issues with, definitely, you know, get the, and to go kind of to talk about that a little bit. I sent you a link to the California, County Veterans Service Office, basically like directory, and you can click on that and you can see every county, pretty much every county in California has an office or multiple offices. Like LA has like 22 offices. San Diego has like 6 or 7, you know, just in those counties. And all of these offices now are, you know, taking calls, you know, over the phone and doing virtual meetings and stuff. And you can fill out, you know, claims. They can help you do basically any benefit that you need. They know the local landscape, that kind of stuff. So make sure that you're calling, make sure you're being resourceful. And then also just veterans in general, you know, typically we do a good job of sharing information with each other. So make sure that, you know, you're sharing. If you know of an opportunity, pass it along, you know, help each other out. Let's be a team. Let's get through this together. Let's take care of ourselves and each other and our families. And, you know, don't be afraid to ask for help. And if you can't ask for help, call it something else, you know, name it something else. But until you've been helped yourself, you really don't fully understand what it's like to actually help someone else. And veterans really love helping other people, but, you know, make sure that you get the help that you need as well. And, you know, it's kind of a full circle thing.
Awesome. Awesome. Now, as far as everything goes, so I'm one of the things I'm going to do along with this podcast is I'm going to be posting links up that people have shared with me about different job opportunities that are out there, different organizations that are hiring right now. Yeah. On an assistance level, where can people go?
Yeah.
to you know, get some guidance, maybe get their resumes brushed up, and potentially get some aid if they need it immediately.
Yeah, so let's talk about some of the kind of emergency relief things. So there's actually this national organization, the PenFed Foundation. It's an emergency financial relief program, and it's created for veterans and active duty service members, and it's and reserves and National Guard and basically, you know, every one of us. You know, any type of financial setback due to the negative economic effects or from COVID-19 itself, there's these, you know, grants that the PenFed Foundation is giving out. There's different grants, but one of them is like a 1 month payment of $1,500. And it can help in any area from rent, mortgage, auto loan, lease, utilities, you know, anything that you can think of, you know, to help support. That's a pretty easy one to apply to online. I gave you that link. You'll have it in your blog or the notes of this thing. Basically, all you need is like your DD-214 and probably, you know, some different, you know, identity, you know, like driver's license, you know, or bill, you know, something like that. So that's a pretty good one that anyone nationally can do. I know of a couple in San Diego specifically, or actually in Southern California. So if you live in San Diego, San Bernardino, Orange County, Los Angeles, Ventura, Riverside, Kern, or Imperial County, there is an amazing program called STEP, Support the Enlisted Project. And one of the things you got to remember, right, is there hasn't been any stop loss calls yet. So people are still getting out of the military like right now. They're getting out of this, you know, somewhat safe structure and getting, you know, dumped out right now. And STEP will support any, you know, E1 through E6 active duty or honorably discharged veteran. who's been discharged within the last 18 months. And they do everything from, you know, helping, you know, with resume to emergency relief, getting your finances right. They've got a whole, you know, curriculum on the whole financial side of getting everything right. So whether you're in or whether you've gotten out within the last year and a half, that's an option. That's really great step. Support the Enlisted Project. And then, you know, every county in California, and then I'll say, I guess, nationwide, every state should have, I shouldn't say every state, most states have a veteran, affairs department. So it's not the federal VA, it's a state, you know, like California Department of Veteran Affairs, which they call themselves CalVet, which I work for, right? Each one of those has, you know, their own knowledge base of what's going on in the state. So if you call them, you know, they're going to know a lot of details where you're living, you know, who's maybe potentially hiring, who, you know, what organizations are out there. I mentioned, you know, earlier, that San Diego alone has over 250 veteran service organizations. Most of those are nonprofits. They're all working, you know, 100% right now to help veterans. So, there's so much that you can find, you know, under the surface, but, you know, calling the county, veteran service offices, calling your state, you know, VA, those are great places to start to really learn about what's going on and what kind of help there is to provide you in your area.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, Lance, you know, number one, I want to thank you for coming on today, man.
Yeah.
Number two, we're going to have all this information up on the show notes, for everybody. You know, I just want to acknowledge you that, you know, thank you for taking the time with us and also for, you know, dedicating your professional career to helping the community, man.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and, it's easy to, you know, preach from a place of, you know, comfort and security. And so, you know, I hope I didn't come off, you know, that way at all. I know that, you know, we're very fortunate to have, you know, like a state job, but even that, you know, I mean, furloughs are definitely coming if this thing, you know, lasts a long time. So any sense of, you know, looking out at other people and going, oh, well, you know, they have like a secure position or whatever. I mean, we're all vulnerable to this. We're all kind of in the same boat. And we all just need to help each other and get through this, and we'll be better for it on the other side.
Yeah, no, and that's a good point. No matter what sector you're in, if the shutdown continues, I mean, even healthcare workers who might not be in the areas where they're actually going to be directly taking care of these patients.
Totally.
I mean, that could even be potential furlough. So, yeah. I think it's important we all know about these resources and that we keep them accessible for everybody.
100%. Yeah, let me know how I can help in the weeks and months, you know.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And as long as this crisis goes on, we're going to be making this a weekly segment where we're going to be bringing people on to talk about this stuff. And we're going to keep this running list of resources going for as long as I'm able to power this podcast while this whole thing goes on. So,
yeah. Well, awesome. Yeah. Thank you for everything you do, you know, for veterans in the military. I know that it's, you know, helped me out in the past, and I hope in the future I can come back on and maybe we can be in a little happier note and, you know, share some stories or whatever.
100%, man. 100%. And to everybody out there, thank you so much.
All right.
For help, you can find and sort of that are put for, don't be prideful, reach out, guys. If you're out there and you're alone, let us know, reach out to us. You know, all right, guys. So there you have it. That's our conversation with Lance Junker of the California State Department of Veterans Affairs. Whether you're in California or not, these resources will apply to you. We're going to have links to all of these resources up on the show notes for this episode at www.warriorsoulagoge.com. Listen, guys, as I said during the podcast, this is not a time to isolate yourself. If you are feeling isolated, if you are feeling trapped, please reach out. Please check on your brothers and sisters in arms. Make some phone calls. Try to check on somebody every day. And again, please share these resources out, whether or not you're going to use them for yourself. Again, I am praying for every single one of you. We're all in this together. This podcast, I am going to try to continue to power until I can't do it anymore. Right now, we're being affected very badly economically. And, I'm not going to be the type of person who puts up a donate button or anything like that. I'm going to figure this thing out. We're in a bit of a situation here as well. So, like I said, we're all in this together. I am going to do my best to help you through this. And if you need anything at all, please reach out. I'm available on instant message on Instagram, or you can email me directly at chris@warriorsoul.goji.com. Thank you guys so much. I'll be back at you soon with some more awesome content. Live your best lives while you can, no matter what's going on. And I'll talk to you soon.